Ahmed, thank you for joining us today on Carve.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks for having me, eh?
So, who is Ahmed Zub?
Me.
Yeah? And yeah. What are you about?
Well, I've done comedy. I've done stuff. I did stand-up comedy for a bit. You know, I did The Circle. But, you know, now I've got a show for the Sydney Comedy Fest. And it's going to be a recording of a breakfast show, like a morning show.
Beautiful. And your show has a fascinating title, Good Morning Kebab.
Yeah, Good Morning Kebab. That's the name of the show that I'm going to pitch to Netflix.
Awesome. And what is Good Morning Kebab all about?
Well, it was a pilot for a show called Good Morning Kebab, which we're going to shoot. So you're going to be in the audience. You're going to witness being in the pilot for probably the sickest show on Netflix soon to come. Because Netflix, they don't have any no morning shows, no breakfast shows.
No, they don't. And what's the Kebab Association?
Oh, because I'm Lebanese.
Right. And what has it been like performing to audiences in 2021?
Yeah, it's all right. Well, we haven't done many shows because, you know.
Yeah, COVID.
Yeah, that thing with the years. Yeah. And so it's been hard, but, you know, it's good because, you know, I'm Lebanese. I've got a Lebanese background as well, not just myself, but also my background.
Mm.
Yeah, and we like kebabs because, you know, that's good for comedy, you know, ethnic comedy.
Yeah,
I heard. You do the food of your background.
Yeah, and on The Nightly with Tom Ballard, you explained the concept of Lebiana. Can you please explain this to our audiences?
Yeah, Lebiana is like that guy, but maybe some people young don't know this guy, Ostentatious.
He's
a comedian, I think, back in the 60s or whatever. And he did Australiana, like all about Australian stuff, but I do Lebiana, like Lebanese stuff.
Oh, wow. Like what sort of Lebiana is out there?
Like you know, like, don't talk about sex or politics. It's tabbouleh. A tabbouleh, you know? That's tabbouleh. That's the salad, you know, with parsley in it, you know?
I love it.
Or, you know, and then, like, my when he got had some sauce on the side of my face, and then my friend Heaney, she wiped it, and I said tahini. See? Because tahini is a sauce.
Oh, I understand.
It's a play of words, you know?
I love it, Ahmed. And Ahmed, what inspires you and what's inspiring you for this upcoming show?
Probably money, eh? Like, if you make heaps of money on Netflix, like, if you put a show up and you get heaps of views, and, like, breakfast shows, they make heaps of money, eh? Like, I always think comedians make money, but I reckon breakfast shows, heaps more money.
And who's your favourite breakfast show host?
None. That's why they're shit. I reckon maybe, like, you know, what's his name? Koshy, he's all right, because he does jokes and shit.
Right.
Yeah, he does jokes and stuff. So that's all right, you know, but I reckon a breakfast show like that, but more entertaining, you know, like put like fucking sick hip hop or something on as you walk on, you know, like wrestling, you know, when they walk on, have like that when guests come on, put with shit, heaps of music, fireworks for breakfast, you know, wake people up.
Do you ever have kebabs for breakfast? Is that sort of part of the idea or?
Yeah, you can have like a breakfast burrito. You have a breakfast kebab.
What's on your kebab?
Hummus, tabbouleh, chicken, whatever you want, you know. Leftovers. You can put leftovers in there.
Beautiful. Sounds great to me.
Yeah, it's good.
Going back to your show, I heard you have some comedians joining you.
Yeah, we got some comedians. They're going to be.
Yeah, who's on?
We have, I'll give you a list. We have Craig Anderson. He's producing. He's like the manager.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully, because I did a show before called Kebab Tonight.
Yes. And now it's.
I was going to do a Tonight Show. He was doing the manager, but we recorded it. And we had a pilot, but there was a bit of a misunderstanding.
What was the misunderstanding?
Well, I just sent the videos to Netflix and stuff without editing.
Right. Have you heard back from Netflix?
Nah, because then Craig said I was supposed to edit, but I didn't know you fucking. He said you have to edit it. I didn't listen to him properly. Well, I started to do it. I got bored, but I just sent him the raw footage, thinking because they got money, they can edit themselves.
Mm. And if Netflix is listening, what would you like to say?
Like, just edit. You should let people send your raw footage and edit it.
They do it for you.
Yeah, they got money.
So who else is on this lineup?
We got Sam Campbell.
Amazing. Yep.
Yeah, he's doing like DJ. He likes to be called Limpet. And we got Gordo Lee Jackson. And we got Laura Hughes. And we got the legendary Sue Thomas.
Amazing. Yep.
Yeah. Cool. Will Arimia.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. And I believe you're missing Rodney Todd.
Rodney Todd. He's in it too.
Yeah. What has it been like working with him?
He's my cousin.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's a bit of a fuckwit.
Oh. How so?
Because I've known him since I was born, because he's my cousin, you know. He's always talking about, I'll be more serious and stuff, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't you mention him in the lineup?
I was just hoping just to don't worry about him, you know.
Cool, cool, cool. So why do audiences need to come to your show?
Because it's going to be a sick show. You're going to witness a dynamic new show with, you know, the very first breakfast show on Netflix before it goes on Netflix. You're going to witness.
Before it goes on Netflix.
Yeah, you see how we do it recording, because there's going to be stops and starts, and maybe we'll do it again because, you know, we're recording a show. You get to see, you could be witness, you could get caught up on stage and be on a Netflix show, you know.
Whoa, that's...
For a pilot, because we're doing giving away prizes as well.
What kind of prizes?
We got cash kebab.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
There's money in the kebab.
How much money?
Well, I had to, a lot of my own money.
Wow.
It was about, I think, $5,000 in one kebab.
Whoa. That's about, worth going to.
Yeah, it was about 100 $5 notes.
Wow, you've really invested in this show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm. And what else is coming up for Ahmed?
Hopefully if we get more deals after this, maybe I'll do a Nike ad or something, you know?
Mm. Or go to Stan, would you ever consider?
Maybe Stan.
Yeah.
Or maybe get into hip hop and do a song or whatever, you know?
What's your favourite hip hop song?
My favourite hip hop song? Of course, Fuck the Police.
We'll see if we can play that one later on the show. Yeah, cool. Well, Ahmed, thank you so much for joining us today on Carve.
Okay, thank you very much. Come to my show, eh? It'd be sick.